Thank you for joining us today on Vox Pop. I'm Brian Shields in for Ray Graff. If you have a weakness for sweets, you might as well give in right now, because the founders of Mother Merrick's Confectionery in Manchester, Vermont, are joining us today for Food Friday. Ron Mancini and Jackie Baker launched the Fudge Shop 1977, 40 years ago. The company has run an ice cream parlor and launched its famous Lemon Lulu Cake and Butter Crunch Toffee. Have a question about chocolate, toffee, cake, or any other sweet, give us a call. 800-348-2551. It's 800-348-2551. You can also comment below today's Vox Pop wall post on our Facebook page, facebook.com/WAMC Radio. Tweet your questions and comments at WAMC Vox Pop or email us, voxpop@wamc.org. The number again, 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. Ron and Jackie, thanks for coming in.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
It is definitely our pleasure.
So a little history, 40 years ago. How did it start? When did it start? What was the idea when you got together?
That was Ron's part of it.
Well, okay. It started actually as a pop-up fudge stand in the window of a store in the middle of Manchester in 77. And it rapidly grew the following year when we added our ice cream parlor, which we kept for 27 years. And that evolved into a dessert cafe. And all the in the meantime, I had mastered my fudge recipes and went on to learn the rest of the chocolate products that we make today.
That's amazing. And Lemon Lulu is probably your most famous offering. Tell us a little bit of how that came together.
Well, the woman that introduced Ron and I, a mutual friend, she was having her aunt come up from Connecticut to Manchester to celebrate her 80th birthday. And Aunt Lucy brought her own birthday cake, which was a lemon cake in a brownie pan. And as we attended the birthday party, it became obvious that we should be making that cake also. And so I asked her for the recipe. And we all decided that cake really needed a great name also. And so Aunt Lucy, Aunt Lou, Lemon Lulu, and it just kind of flowed right from there. And she actually passed away about the age of 92.
Wow.
But her legacy lives on. I mean, Lemon Lulu just goes everywhere. We ship it all over the country.
800-348-2551, the number to call, 800-348-2551. Ron and Jackie from Mother Merrick's Confectionery in Manchester, Vermont, are here today. We're talking about all things sweet as the holiday season approaches. Again, 800-348-2551. The email address, voxpop@wamc.org. Thanksgiving and Christmas are coming up. A lot of good gift ideas at the Mother Merrick's. What do you suggest?
Well, this is our busiest time of the year. Especially in the mail order and website sales and our corporate gift giving. So as Jackie mentioned earlier, and you did too, that the Lemon Lulu is a signature item of ours, but it is second to our Butter Crunch Toffee. And the Butter Crunch is actually our most popular gift during the holidays, as well as a big favorite of the companies that we provide gifts to during the holiday season. It's versatile. The toffee is wonderful. We've co-branded with Cabot Cooperative, the Creamery Cooperative in Cabot, Vermont, which has now the milk of 1,100 family farms throughout upstate New York, as well as Vermont and the rest of New England. So we use Cabot butter as our principal ingredient in our Butter Crunch, which only has 7 ingredients, by the way.
So that is that's pretty recent?
We've been using Cabot butter for the last 40 years, but it's been the last 10 or 12 years that we cooperated with Cabot, and now it's listed as an ingredient, Cabot Creamery Cooperative butter, and so that relationship's been a great one.
For those who haven't been to Manchester, Vermont, you're really missing something. Tell us a little about your hometown for those who maybe don't know what it's all about.
Oh, it's we really enjoy living there. And it is really a mecca for people to come, enjoy the ambiance, the culture. We have great outdoor activities and experiences. We have historic places to visit, like Kildene, Robert Todd Lincoln's estate, and there's hiking and fishing, world-class both, as well as great tennis and golf, and there seems to be something for everybody.
And to add to that, you know, it's really, we see it as the center of Southern Vermont. People come to Manchester, and there's so much to enjoy within the community. Jackie mentioned arts. We've got the Manchester Music Festival. We've got the Taconic Music, two chamber music organizations in a town of only 4,000 people. It's pretty incredible. We right nearby, 6 miles away, is the Dorset Theater Festival. Mm-hmm. 10 miles away is Weston, the Weston Playhouse. Dorset Theater Festival had some really Tyne and Tim Daly performed as brother and sister this year. And it's a valley, you know, we're surrounded by mountains, so it's so picturesque. And, of course, history, Robert's Hot, Lincoln's Estate, but also the Equinox Hotel. And now we have two brand-new hotels. The Kimpton chain has put in a hotel called the Taconic, which is really a hip hotel, very. Mm-hmm. So lifestyle is what Manchester is all about, and it offers a variety from indoor and outdoor sports to arts and culture and great dining, wonderful restaurants, and all very accessible, especially from the Capital District.
800-348-2551 is the number to call. It's 800-348-2551. Ron Mancini and Jackie Baker began Mother Merrick's 40 years ago, marking 40 years in Manchester, Vermont. You know their Lumen Lulu, their Buttercrunch Toffee, and some of the many other delicious offerings. We're here to talk about that today on Vox Pop. Again, the email, voxpop@wamc.org. The callers, 800-348-2551. And Adam in New Paltz, go ahead. Oh, Adrian, I'm sorry. Adrian.
Hey, hi there.
Hi.
I wonder if your folks there have any comments on a Polish. This is an elderly gal in the city, a good friend of my wife, and she makes these lemon cookies, and she's Polish. And I don't know if there's any connection there, and they are unbelievable. I'm sure they're on the order of their lemon lulu cakes. They're like a shortbread cookie with a lemon on top, and I just wonder if they have anything to do with a Polish history, if they have anything on their radar. Thanks very much.
Wow, that sounds fabulous. Our major lemon offering is the lemon lulu cake.
Yeah.
Right. We do a line of cookies, but we don't do anything like that. And we would, you know, if it tastes that great, lemon is such a popular flavor. And in a shortbread cookie, I can just imagine how good it is.
Yeah.
Share, it's
if you want to share any recipes, that would be fine.
I actually work for Hannaford. I'm a seafood guy. So, you know, when lemon comes up on my radar, I'm thinking, oh, boy, I'll put some of that on top of a chunk of salmon or something. But the lemon cookie shortbread thing, I just wondered whether it had anything to do with Polish in particular.
No, not.
Because I don't know.
Not at all. However, you talk about lemon on salmon. The thin glaze that we put on top of our lemon lulu is just lemon juice and confectionery sugar. So it's just that simple. And it's poured over the cake, and it's a thin glaze. It's not a thick glaze, so it just adds a nice little bit of crunchiness to the surface of the cake, and the rest of it just explodes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, like we say on Friday, it's all good. Thanks much.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Adrian. 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. VoxPop@WAMC.org. is the email address, and we're talking Lemon Lulus and all things wonderful from Mother Merrick's today on Food Friday. Is there a lot of ethnic background? This man mentioned Poland as a recipe source. Do you look around the world, cookbooks all over the place?
Well, we've been very fortunate in having the resources of a German Konditoreimeister, mm-hmm. and he actually taught us back in the 80s several recipes that we continue to make and sell in the store and online. One is the Linzertort, and one is our Stollen. And they're both very traditional. The Linzertort is made with hazelnuts, and it's a wonderful hazelnut pastry. And we use imported raspberry jam, seedless, inside. And very unusual, I think, for many Americans, but it's very popular. Many people do order it online. And the Stollen, we are just blown away by that. And people come in the store and order online, and they come in and they look for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this is the season, the holiday season for Stollen. And up until this past year, we only made Stolen in the last 2 months of the year to satisfy the customers who really love our Stolen. And our Stolen, incidentally, we put into a statewide competition several years ago and came away with first prize. It's a yeasted fruit bread. It's got rum-soaked raisins. And we replaced the citron, which is typical of the German Stollen, mm-hmm. with Australian glazed apricot. So that adds another layer of flavor to the Stollen. And what we've decided to do, since now we get requests for Stollen in first quarter and second quarter of the year, we're now going to make the Stollen available on a year-round basis.
800-348-2551. You're listening to Food Friday on Vox Pop. More calls in a moment.
Support for WMC comes from Cafe Capriccio. Chef Jim Rua, working to preserve and maintain the traditions of Italian cuisine and hospitality since 1982 on Grand Street in Albany, New York. CafeCapriccio.com. Big Y, family-owned and operated market with 5 locations in the Berkshires, celebrating more than 80 years of serving communities throughout New England. BigY.com. Pekarsky's, South Deerfield, Massachusetts, family-owned since 1948, offering sausages from kielbasa to Italian to bratwurst and smoked meats, home of New England farm-made sausage, open 7 days. Pekarsky's.com. Troy Waterfront Farmers Market, featuring over 80 local farms and food vendors every Saturday, 9 to 2, in downtown Troy. Winter Indoor Market starting November 4th in the atrium, troymarket.org. And Field Goods, local produce from the Hudson Valley, delivered weekly to workplace and community locations, helping people change the way they eat while supporting small, sustainable farms. Field-goods.com.
It's 800-348-2551 on Food Friday Vox Pop. Ron and Jackie are here from Mother Merrick's in Manchester, Vermont. 800-348-2551. You know, not to get jingoistic about it, but there's always this comparison of U.S. versus European chocolate, and I got to give it to the Europeans. It's always when I've had European chocolate and compared it to American chocolate, it's better, isn't it?
Well,
you
it's,
think?
It's different. There's a couple of things that the high-end European chocolate right. companies do yeah. is they tend to put more pressure and fine grind their cocoa beans, so it gives a better mouthfeel. But they also use cocoa butter extenders, which we're not allowed to do by law in the United States.
What does that do?
I think it adds to the smoothness and the mouthfeel of the chocolate, because the wonderful thing about cocoa butter is its melting point is the same as your mouth temperature. So as a result, cocoa butter transfers all the wonderful flavors of the cocoa mass and the other inclusions that you would put in chocolate. So the experience is great. I compare it to shortenings that are used, for instance, in apple turnovers. Mm-hmm. If you eat an apple turnover that's not from a high-end source, there'll be a little bit of a greasy residue right. left in your mouth, and mm-hmm. that's because the fat is not melting to the same degree that it does for cocoa butter. So the cocoa butter is just what makes chocolate pretty special.
Why can't we use those extenders?
You know, I don't really know the answer. It could be political. It could be tariff driven from, residuals from back, 30, 40, 50, even 100 years ago.
Interesting. 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. Mother Merrick's today on Vox Pop. At 800-348-2551, the email address, voxpop@wamc.org. We were talking earlier about Thanksgiving, Christmas gifts. You do bereavement gifts, which is really interesting. Different. I think I'd maybe rather get some Mother Merrick's than some flowers.
Well,
not to be too grim about it, but,
Right. Well, certainly for our customers, that seems to be the case. We're amazed at the number of calls we get throughout the year. Could you please overnight a lemon Lulu or an assortment of chocolates or right. a large box of Butter Crunch so it's there in time for the reception or the
memorial,
the funeral service? And, that brings up a real key point for what it is that we're about. Mm-hmm. We make chocolates and cakes for a living, but our real product is celebration, Brian. Mm. And, you know, and we celebrate life events. We really actually cater to the life events of our customers. So the passing of someone and the memorial service after is the recollection of that life event. And so Mother Merrick's is at these life events, as well as the ones that you traditionally consider cakes for birthdays and so on, or butter crunch for the Christmas holidays, or stocking stuffers and things of that nature. So we're celebrating events large and small. And basically, we just there to convey the message through the product that we make.
800-348-2551. In Glenville, it's Donna. Go ahead, Donna.
Hi. Can you tell me the difference, or what is the definition for toffee and then butter crunch? What's the difference? Is there a difference, and how would you describe it to someone? I know it sounds like a stupid question, but...
No, it's a question that actually we get all the time, Donna. Butter crunch and toffee are interchangeable terms. I think it's where you're... where the candy is made throughout the world and throughout the country. Like a lot of the Midwestern and Western candy companies make a make toffee. East Coast Butter Crunch is much more recognized for its as its name. And our Butter Crunch is, compared very favorably to candy companies out of New York City that aren't even here any longer. People say, oh, your Butter Crunch reminds me of when I was a kid, we'd get Loft's Butter Crunch out in New York City, you know, which was a big chain back then. And so Butter Crunch is a term that's, I think it's geographic more than anything else. Does that help you?
Yes. And what, okay, so then explain to me what is what it is, because I don't know.
Okay. So for us, it's caramelized butter and sugar that's cooked up to a stage where it will be crispy when it's when it cools. And what we do is we add a little baking soda and a little salt to the candy while it's cooking. And then we take it off the stove, we cut it into squares, and then we dip it in chocolate and roll it in crushed cashews and almonds. And the crushed cashew and almond mixture is fairly unique. Most of the butter crunch or toffee that's made in the United States has almonds alone. And the almonds tend to be on the chunky side, where we do a, we grind ours all by hand. And so we get a finer grind. And it's really it, all those textures and all those flavors come together.
Okay. Thank you. Thank
Try
you
some.
Thank you very much for calling. The email address today, voxpop@wamc.org. The phone number, 800-348-2551. Ron and Jackie from Mother Merrick's in Manchester, Vermont, are here today. Again, 800-348-2551.
So if there are other people like Donna out there who aren't familiar with Butter Crunch or some of the other items that we're talking about today, they certainly could go to our website, mothermerricks.com, or they could go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/mothermerricks with an S. And Merricks is M-Y-R-I-C-K-S. And we also have our items on Instagram. So those are some great ways to get to know us and get to know some of the goodies.
Well, we have Ron Mancini and Jackie Baker. Who's Mother Merrick? How'd you get the name?
So this was a woman who, legend has it, was a midwife and a healer who lived on the side of the mountain that's right overlooks the Manchester Valley. Mm-hmm. The recognized mountain is Equinox Mountain.
Right.
And it's also the tallest mountain in the Taconic mountain range. But if you're coming down from the ski areas, you'll see Equinox Mountain on the left, and you'll see a gap and then another mountain peak on the right. And that mountain peak is Mother Merrick or Mother Merrick Mountain. It's set either way. And in the middle, there used to be a settlement called Beartown. Mm-hmm. And so the gap is called Beartown Gap. And the settlement is no longer there, although you can still hike and take a Jeep ride up there and see some of the overgrown foundations. But she was known to be this midwife and healer. Services were sought. She obviously had a name that was worth naming a mountain after her. So when we went from our fudge business and expanded into the ice cream parlor, We didn't feel that the Fudge Factory, which is our original name, mm-hmm. was really appropriate.
Not really original, was it?
No. And so we took...
That's a good name.
We took her name for mm-hmm. the business, and it local significance, alliteration,
yeah.
mother, and she's really treated us very well.
Yes, she has. 800-348-2551. Let's talk to Alec in Millbrook.
Yes, good afternoon.
Hi. Hello? I'm sorry you're breaking up, Alec. Why don't you try again and maybe we can get you on the air. If you're interested in gift giving this time of the year from Mother Mirix, whether you're giving to just family, your friends, or if you've got some clients you want to thank for their business this year, how do you go about it?
Well, that's very straightforward. We try to keep it as simple as possible. First of all, our website is very transactional. So people could just go online at mothermirix.com and place their orders. We're capable, when you place your order, you can send one order to multiple addresses. Mm-hmm. We take care of that. Our corporate orders tend to be offline. Most of our companies just send us an Excel spreadsheet with the names of the people they want to send to. And a lot of our corporate customers have been with us 25, 30 years sending Buttercrunch. And so what it allows us to do is give them services that you can't get just easily through the website. We do list management, for instance. We'll do address purges and address validation for our customers. We'll update their lists for them to help give them the service, make it easier for them. We stay on top of things. If we get returns, mm-hmm. or we handle those returns as well, reship to a correct address. So there's a lot of service. Plus, we do handwritten gift cards, not only in every gift that we do, but for our corporate clients as well, unless they want to prepare a card and send it to us. So, and the big item is Buttercrunch, followed second by Lemon Lulu. But Buttercrunch, we ship throughout the country. We have corporate clients in the States that have customers in Canada, in France, mm-hmm. in Germany, Great Britain, even China. And so we handle all of that gift aspect for them.
800-348-2551. Let's see. Alec has tried again. Alec, are you there?
I'm back on the line, and I've got a clear line of sight for the tower.
Thank you. Go right ahead.
Wondering if your guest has ever heard of Ebinger's Bakery that was in Brooklyn when I was a kid back in the 60s. They were known for having their their lime green colored boxes with brown striping on it. Fantastic product, great reputation, but it never continued on into the current day the way Fryhoppers and Intimates did. Any feedback as far as your guest's knowledge of Ebinger's?
Well, I have pretty good knowledge of Ebinger's. I grew up in Queens, and I remember their products. And, you know, it's like anything. You know, we are fortunate to be in business 40 years, and I think we're looking forward to the next 40 for our customers. And like anything, you know, businesses do come and go. Ebinger's made great product, but companies like Intimate seem to have persevered, and it changed with the times. And if my recollection is right, Ebinger's also did truck deliveries, which was kind of like the predecessor to direct marketing and mail order. And maybe that model just didn't work on a sustained basis. Other than that, but I do remember the product, and I remember it fondly.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. 800-348-2551. He mentioned Fryhoffers. Now, that's a company that if somebody from Albany met somebody from Schenectady in Hawaii, they would both know Fryhoffers, and they could have a great conversation about the chocolate chip cookies. How do you build that kind of neighborhood feel, which I think Mother Mirix has?
Well, I tell people, especially since we do more and more online ordering, that the what I call the mail order category or mm-hmm. the direct to consumer category, for me, is more intimate than retail even. You know, we have several thousand customers, but we do our own call center. We don't farm anything out. The 800 number actually on the nights that we don't have coverage rings to my cell phone so I can give personal service. So I think the brand is all about relationship, mm-hmm. Finding out what the customer wants, always being able to deliver. I think that's really important, not only the quality of the product, but the quality of the service as well.
And I always wonder, how does a company keep the consistency? How is the Lemon Lulu you made yesterday the same as the one you're going to make next week, is the same as the one you made 2 years ago? Yeah, the ingredients come together, but still, how do you do it?
Well, first of all, there's no compromise in ingredients. That's a start. And then there's no compromise on process. So if you came to our candy kitchen or our baking kitchen, even though the ovens are a little bit bigger and the mixers are a little bit bigger, but there's still products that can be made at home. Whether it's, I mean, when I say butter crunch is butter, sugar, you know, salt and baking soda, these are just common ingredients. But how it's made, making sure it's always coming off the stove at the right temperature. But the other thing is this. We do make mistakes, but the customer never knows that because the customer never sees that failed product.
You throw it out.
Yep.
800-348-2551. Gary is in the Berkshires in Peru. Go ahead.
Yes. A lot of us are diabetics these days. So I was curious as to what product or product lines you have that will help us poor souls out. And I'll hang up and wait for the answer.
Well, Gary, thanks so much for the call. In the store, we do have a line of sugarless chocolates, and that also includes a no-sugar added butter crunch, which means that the butter actually has some naturally occurring sugar in it, but that seems to be tolerable to many diabetics. And one item that's very popular with folks is our sugar-free dark almond bark. So that combination, it seems, for people really rings their bell. And it's something that I think that most diabetics really, really enjoy. We do make it in milk chocolate, but dark chocolate overall, in fact, in the store, whether it's sugar-free or in our regular line, is definitely more popular.
800-348-2551 is the number to call. It's 800-348-2551. The email address, voxpop@wamc.org. Mother Merrick's is the focus today. Ron Mancini and Jackie Baker are here at 800-348-2551. You just mentioned sugar. Sugar has become sort of a dirty word in cooking these days, and too much of it can be really bad for you. So have you been a little lighter on the hand even in your sugar products lately?
Actually, no.
No?
Because, first of all, you don't want to alter the product.
Yeah.
Alter its taste, alter its texture. So, and, you know, I think everyone needs to eat responsibly.
Sure. It's not your fault. I never blame the producer. I blame the consumer.
Right. And the consumer, you know, our customers do it in moderation as well. In fact, what a lot of our customers do is they'll take a box of Butter Crunch and they'll put it in the freezer. And freezing of Butter Crunch will last several months. And they'll treat themselves to two or three pieces, you know, maybe after dinner or something like that. So a little goes a long way rather than sitting down and eating a pound of Butter Crunch, which none of us would recommend.
No.
I can't even imagine enjoying the last piece in the box if you ate the first 28 pieces all in one sitting.
In fact, many of the products can be frozen and actually used at a future date. So whether your Lemon Lulu comes and, you know, you've decided, okay, I don't want to have it now, but when company comes or when this event is about to happen 2 weeks from now, they can put the box right in their freezer and it'll be perfect when they're ready to enjoy it. Recently, we've started making individual size Lemon Lulus, and they are individually wrapped. I have them here to show Brian. Mm-hmm. They look exactly like our bunch-shaped Lemon Lulu cakes, only on an individual basis. And we sell them by a box of six, and they're each individually wrapped and ready to go in the freezer. And what's really nice about those, speaking about sugar, is they are they're a controlled amount.
Mm-hmm.
So if you need to control what you're eating, then you could just take out one at a time. Or if you live alone or you want to give something really nice to someone who lives alone and they only want a little bit at a time, they don't need a whole cake, then this is a great way to be able to have that treat available and just use it one at a time out of the freezer.
Let's talk to Linda, a neighbor of yours. Go ahead, Linda.
Hi, Jackie and Ron. It's Linda, your favorite waitress from Arlington.
All right.
We love you guys in the area, and we just want everyone out there to know just how fantastic it is to be able to stop in and get whatever you need at a moment's notice, and let everyone know about the great pies that you have. They're always available, too.
Oh, thank
and,
you.
And just that, you know, I have people all over the country that I walk in on a birthday that I just found out about on Facebook, and I can just walk in and say, hey, Jackie, can you throw something together and get it out ASAP? And they always do it. They're just fantastic that way. So
aww, thank
just
you.
Everybody needs to know that, because it's the best for the best quality and the way that they're always helping their customers out. Save their necks.
Thank you, Linda.
That's great. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling, Linda. The number to call here is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551, or your email, voxpop@wamc.org. Ron Mancini and Jackie Baker are here from Mother Merrick's Confectionery in Manchester, Vermont. We'll take more calls in a moment.
Support for WAMC comes from Cooperstown Farmers Market in its 27th year, bringing farmers and artisans together to provide local goods. Open every Saturday year-round, CooperstownFarmersMarket.org. Blue Heron Restaurant and Catering, offering full-service catering at the restaurant in Sunderland and throughout western Massachusetts, blueherondining.com/catering. Harold's Ice Cream, Thornton's Marketplace, Old South Street, downtown Northampton, Massachusetts. Dairy and No Moo dairy-free, handmade artisan ice cream, sweet baked goods, hot fudge, and more, Harolds.com. The Waldorf School of Saratoga Springs, giving children the education and tools for the challenges of an ever-changing world, WaldorfSaratoga.org. And Warwick Valley Farmers Market, 37 family farms, artisan kitchens, and bakeries, offering pumpkins, squash, apples, eggs, cheeses, meats, seasonal vegetables, and baked goods, open Sundays, WarwickValleyFarmersMarket.org.
It's 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. The email address again, voxpop@wamc.org. I can't imagine every business online has just changed your business so much. What was your first online order? Do you remember how you first went online and what it was like?
Well, I remember our first order, which was back in 1980.
Paper and pencil days.
Right. Yeah. When someone came along and said, wow, this is delicious. Can you send it to my aunt in Illinois? And we said yes. And that's how our mail order started. And the other thing, too, about Manchester that's really cool is it attracts visitors from around the world. And so over the years, a lot of those visitors have now become our direct-to-buyer consumers who have been extremely loyal to us. So we have customers that we talk to on the phone who we haven't seen in 25 years but continue to buy every year, and we can talk about the old times with them. And that's the other part of the personal aspect of the business, being able to pick up the phone and never have to leave a voicemail, and speak directly to an owner or we have this woman, Kathy, that's been working for us for years, and we have customers that will only speak to her. They don't want to speak to Ron and give their order to her. So that's a big part of the business is the service and how that all came about. We've been online for since 2002. And we've had a toll-free number all that time as well. So may I get
sure,
the number
right
out?
Yep.
It's 888-669-7425. And there's only three or four of us that are taking the call, so you're bound to get one of us. And if you strike up a relationship, call back another time and get to talk to some of the staff that have been working with us as a team for the last 12 to 15 years together.
Wow. 800-348-2551. Calling from Hudson. It's Mary. Go ahead.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yep. Sure. Go ahead.
Oh, good. All right. Well, I probably could have just called your 800 number to get this answer, but I called the AMC 800 number. I was just wondering if anybody ever wants to try making bridge mix again. It used to be this yummy collection of fruits and nuts covered with chocolate, and they called it bridge mix.
Yeah, I think it's still available. It's some of the companies that make the hard candy goods, Jack, do you know?
I seldom see it, but we do have a different offering, but not exactly bridge mix. We have mixed nuts that are amazing and much nicer than you can get almost anywhere else because they are the grade that we actually use for our chocolates. And we also have cordials, which have a little liquid center and they're flavored. There's apricot or raspberry and so forth. And we also have espresso beans in chocolate. But as far as a traditional bridge mix, we don't get that actually as a request very often. And I actually don't really see it out there in the world. And I don't know, I'd really have to go hunting to see about the availability of that from any of our distributors.
Thank you very much.
It just seems like it faded out of the picture.
Yes.
It has, I mean, I don't see people playing bridge quite as much or cards. You know, this electronic world has kind of, I think, made that less of a trend. And I think that's what happened to bridge mix as well.
Well, they still have the bridge column in the newspaper, so there must be some must be some call for bridge mix. Let's talk to Carolyn in Summit. Carolyn.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Okay, my question is about the Stollen. You said you put apricots in the Stollen, and you mentioned some kind of apricots that you buy. Could you tell me where you get them from?
We get them.
I make a Stollen.
Oh,
I'm
great.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, it's an we use an Australian recipe apricot that we actually get from a importer on the West Coast, and they're bloody expensive and probably the most delicious apricot you'll ever eat. What we do with it, however, Carolyn, is we take, you could use dried apricot as well if you just chop them up in a food processor, but take your raisins, we use dark and golden raisins, and we soak everything in Meyer's rum. And we soak them for several days. And so the rum is absorbed. And that also breaks down some of the fiber in the fruit and also imparts a great flavor throughout the entire yeasted fruit bread while it's rising and while it's baking. So, you know, and the reason we went with that direction was because at the time, and you got to think back, this is 1984 when we first started making our Stollen, the Dresden Stollen was about the only thing that was available here in the States and was brought in. And that had the green citron and the red citron fruit in it.
Right, yeah, I don't care for that.
Right, well, that's exactly why we decided to take that out.
And, yeah, right.
And basically it was, well, what can we do with this? Because we also use orange zest as well, fresh orange zest in the Stollen. So, you know, it's really... You know, it's the traditional shape of the Stollen that's really important. But the other thing that we do is we bathe or brush the Stollen once it comes out of the oven in clarified butter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. So you put butter all over it then, in other words, right?
Yes.
Is that what you mean? That's a great idea. And my other question, another question I have is about marzipan. Do you ever put marzipan into your Stollens?
We did the first couple of years, and then we kind of considered it gilding the lily. What ended up happening was our Stollen was so rich in its own right. And people are surprised when they bite into the Stollen because it's almost like it's more confection than bread. It's dense and moist at the same time. And so when we put the marzipan in, it was like almost too rich for what it is that we were doing. So we opted to take it out. And not every bakery puts the marzipan in. You know, and the way that's done, of course, is you roll it out and fold it into the dough. Do you use marzipan in yours?
I tried it once for the first time last year. It turned out very good. I was surprised.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, it was very good. But the Stollen itself, I love Stollen, and I think that's a great idea with the apricots. I like that idea. I just want to say that I go to Manchester about once a year. I love it there. I think it's a beautiful place. We actually stay in Arlington, in Arlington, and just love going there once a year. So thank you very much.
Stop in and visit us.
Where are you located, by the way?
We're right south of the junction, and we're right across the street from the Orvis Outlet. And the address is 4367 Main Street.
4367. Okay. Thank
there, you
very
pass
much.
Us on the way to Arlington.
And that's your store and bakery, all in one?
The store is there only, mm-hmm. and all the production is done at the warehouse location where Ron makes the candy, mm-hmm. and our bakery crew makes all of the goodies from scratch, and we ship all our mm-hmm. goodies from there, too.
Well, that's what happened. When we closed the ice cream parlor, which we had for 27 years, we had to take the production out of the building. It just wasn't effective to do that any longer, especially as we were growing more and more in the mail order side of the business. So now we have 5,000 square feet. We have the, as Jackie said, we have the two kitchens, but that's where we take all the calls from you and your customers, mm-hmm. and that's where we do all our shipping. So everything is tightly controlled.
How are the fall colors this year?
Fall colors are a bit muted this year.
Yeah.
Compared to the last 2 years where the color was spectacular. But mm-hmm. Since we've been living there 40 years and have enjoyed 40 foliage seasons, I've come to the conclusion that blue sky does more for foliage than the foliage itself.
I know what you mean.
It just adds to the experience.
800-348-2551. Christine and Phoenicia, go ahead.
Hi, this is a really sweet show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
I wanted to ask you folks, I make my own favorite candies. I make some caramels and I make chocolate truffles at home for myself. But, you know, I have trouble when it comes to hazelnuts. After I roast them to get that papery substance off, it's so difficult for me. I haven't found the trick yet. Is there a trick?
There is no trick, unfortunately. When we use hazelnuts with skins after we roast them, we actually rub them furiously in towels.
Yeah, I put them in a clean towel and
rub them. No fun. So we've bypassed that. We just go out and buy blanched hazelnuts.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Well, good luck with
welcome,
all the candy
Christine.
Making. Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Oh, it's fun and it's yummy.
Good.
Thank you very much for calling, Christine. The number to call is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. The email is still open, voxpop@wamc.org. You know the way people pair wines with certain foods? Do you pair certain desserts with a certain entree? Do you think that that lemon lulu would really be great following chicken?
Well, what's really nice, I think, about lemon lulu cake is its versatility. So whether you're having a, you know, outdoor barbecue and you just want something to have sweet afterward, or you're having a dinner party mm-hmm. and you want it to be a really nice complement to your elegant dinner, you can bring out a lemon lulu cake and serve it with fresh fruit, especially raspberries and or ice cream. And something else that's been really interesting for folks to share with us is the weddings that have taken lemon lulu cake and put a large lemon lulu cake on each of the guest tables as the centerpiece, along with flowers or fruit. And then at the appropriate time, those lemon lulus are cut and served as dessert.
It wouldn't make it to the appropriate time at my table, believe me.
So it's really special. But the most unusual use that a customer has told us for lemon lulu was, to use it as instead of bread for French toast.
For his mother.
Wow. He served that for his mother's breakfast, along with real maple syrup.
I'm trying to picture that. And I'm not quite sure that's something I'd want to try.
Well, we learn more from talking to our customers about how they use our products than we ever could. You know, so it's, you know, they're providing the research.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right.
They're providing the reasons why our products are so popular with them.
Are you working on something new? Anything in the secret test kitchen we can be told about?
Well, we've developed, our caramel is just totally outrageous.
Oh, I love
it's
it.
Buttery, yeah. It's not hard, it doesn't stick in your teeth. It's got a really nice texture and flavor. And fairly recently, we started making sea salt caramel, which is really very popular. And people are just loving that. And
you see that on a lot of things now, sea salt. What is it exactly?
It's pretty trendy. Well, you know, I think as we get more sophisticated in our palates, we want to challenge them with different flavors.
They don't scoop it right out of the ocean, do they? How does that –
Well,
does it come from?
Actually, sea salt comes from evaporated seawater.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. In fact, you can mine it, of course. There are great deposits throughout the world of salt. But when we go down to the islands and we frequented Puerto Rico, and unfortunately, poor Puerto Rico is hurting right now. But there are salt flats where they actually make these 2-acre wide frames, and the sun just evaporates it, and the salt is used for sea salt. So, and there's some exotic sea salts throughout the world that you can now get in really fine gourmet specialty food shops. So. But fundamentally, I think the sea salt craze with chocolate happened 30, 40 years ago with chocolate-covered potato chips, which was a novelty, but it sustained itself. There are still companies that make them. But the salt and the crispness of the potato with chocolate, all of a sudden you've got this sweet, salty sensation going on in the mouth, providing all these complex experiences flavor-wise. And so now it's just taken hold where sea salt is just about on everything.
So are salt and sugar sort of the opposing forces in candy, or do they complement each other?
Oh, they complement each other. In fact, when we make large batches of fudge or caramel or our butter crunch, we always put in a few tablespoons of salt.
800-348-2551 is the number to call, 800-348-2551. A few minutes left. You still have time to call on this Vox Pop, this Food Friday from Mother Merrick's. 800-348-2551 is the number to call. What's going to happen the next 40 years? What are your plans?
Well, the next 40 years, it's going to be somebody else for sure.
Yeah.
But the beauty of where we're at 40 years down the road is we've got a nicely growing, stable business platform.
Was this the plan 40 years ago? When you opened the fudge stand,
it was just sort of land. Right. No. It was... There was some serendipity and good luck along the way, and a lot of hard work, and deciding never to quit, which I think is a big issue.
And wonderful people helping along too in a variety of ways.
Yeah, I think through life, sometimes you're carried by invisible hands that make a difference in your life or set you off in a particular direction. But.
We have one more call, I believe, and this was from your old hometown of Manchester. Guy, go ahead, Guy.
Hey, this is Guy from Manchester.
Hi, how
are you
doing?
We know who you are.
Hey, yeah, you know who I are. Well, I have a local business in Manchester, and I have a kind of unique formula for keeping the employees happy that we've been using for a number of years, and that is something you haven't talked about on the radio. I've been listening to the show. And that is what we do is help is always in short supply or good help. And what we do is we go into Mother Myrick's and buy all of the freshly baked pies and give them periodically to our employees. And we call it Pie Day. And
that's right.
They absolutely love it.
Can I work for you, Guy?
No. You can come and work, yes. And it's something we've been doing. We do it about once a month. And we buy these pies at Mother Myrick's, and we give them out to the employees on a random basis. And it's just a little thing that we do. And they love it. And they're all Mother Myrick's pies.
Well, you know, Guy has a wonderful business in town called Zoe's Deli.
Sure.
And makes awesome sandwiches, soups, bake all their breads fresh. And the fact that, the convenience of being able to service our local population like Guy, where he can just come in, get a few pies, and have Pie Day. And we have people coming from Albany, Saratoga that do that on a fairly frequent basis. In fact, during the holidays, it's not unusual for Jackie to get a call that somebody's coming over from Saratoga and they need 31-pound boxes of Buttercrunch or 15 Lemon Lulus that they take and use, and they hand them out. But the majority of our customers, business customers, actually let us do the handing out through the UPS or through the post office.
All right, I'd like to thank you both. I'm afraid we're going to have to leave Ann on the line. And Guy, thank you very much for calling. We are out of time. My apologies to those we left on the line. Thanks to our guests for today, Ron Mancini and Jackie Baker, for coming in today. Support comes from Big Elm Brewing. Tap Room is open Thursday through Saturdays, noon to 6, crafting ales and lagers in Sheffield, Massachusetts since 2012. BigElmBeer.com, Convino Wine Bar in Northampton, Massachusetts. Over 70 wines by the glass and a full menu from afternoon snack through nightcap. Live music Sundays and Mondays. Outdoor seating, Thorns Marketplace, ConvivoNoho.com. Glorioso, Gloriosa and Company in Ashfield, Massachusetts. Preparing weddings, showers, reunions, and more at the Curtis House with 3 B&B rooms available or at their recently renovated barn. Farm de Vaz Florals, GloriosaCO.com. Berkshire Country Day, an independent pre-K to 9 school, a comprehensive, challenging curriculum serving families in the Berkshires and Columbia County. Open house November the 7th, intentional, independent, inspired, berkshirecountryday.org. Our engineer today, Zach Malloy, Barb King took your calls. Our producer is Jim Lavoulis. I'm Brian Shields. Thanks for joining us today on Vox Pop. We'll be back on Monday with Medical Monday, now a news update.